Hello, we welcome you once again to Everyday English. I expect you know there's going to be a quiz today. We'll start in a second, if you're ready. Question one.
I am going to say some sentences. Comment on each of them to show that you understand it. A. I am aware Addison is going about scandalizing me. That shouldn't worry me. You all know I am a responsible member of society. B. One of Dr. Inkum's achievements was to have succeeded in turning a ferocious scandal sheet into something else which restored the company's respectability. C. I am surprised at the sweeping and slapdash attempt to rubbish everything in Mr. Tangu's lecture. It had some merit, I would have said. What I expected to hear was a well-argued, intelligent critique from the commentator. The question again. I am going to say some sentences. Comment on each of them to show that you understand it. A. I am aware Addison is going about scandalizing me. That shouldn't worry me. You all know I am a responsible member of society. B. One of Dr. Inkum's achievements was to have succeeded in turning a ferocious scandal sheet into something else, which restored the company's respectability. And C. I am surprised at the sweeping and slapdash attempt to rubbish everything in Mr. Sango's lecture. It had some merit, I would have said. What I expected to hear was a well-argued, intelligent critique from the commentator.
Question two.
I'd like you to listen to each of the sentences I am going to say. They all contain the word some. I would like you to comment on the meaning of each of them. A. Some administration. B. They have been married for some 30 years now. C. She was given a degree by some university. D. Some administrators work closely with the most junior on the scale. The question again. I'd like you to listen to each of the sentences I am going to say. They all contain the word some. I would like you to comment on the meaning of each of them. A. Some administration. B. They have been married for some 30 years now. C. She was given a degree by some university. And D. Some administrators work closely with the most junior on the scale.
Question three.
Listen to these sentences. Say why they are wrong or correct. A. Let's have some freedom. B. Would you like some tea? C. He has introduced some new mathematics course. The question again. Listen to these sentences and say why they are wrong or correct. A. Let's have some freedom. B. Would you like some tea? And C. He has introduced some new mathematics course.
And now the answers. Question one.
I am going to say some sentences. Comment on each of them to show that you understand it. A. I am aware Addison is going about scandalizing me. That shouldn't worry me. You all know I'm a responsible member of society.
What is wrong with this sentence is that the verb scandalize has been used to mean to spread a scandal about someone in order to ruin their reputation. But we have learned this week that to scandalize does not mean to tell bad or scandalous stories about a person to ruin his reputation or disgrace him. To scandalize someone means to do something that shocks that person or any group of persons.
B. One of Dr. Inkum's achievements was to have succeeded in turning a ferocious scandal sheet into something else, which restored the company's respectability.
A scandal sheet is a newspaper which ferrets around for hidden scandals about prominent people and publishes them. Dr. Inkum succeeded in changing this direction of the scandal sheet, as a result of which the company regained its respectability.
C. I am surprised at the sweeping and slapdash attempt to rubbish everything in Mr. Sango's lecture. It had some merit, I would have said. What I expected to hear was a well-argued, intelligent critique from the commentator.
The use of rubbish here as a verb is acceptable. It implies an uncritical condemnation of Mr. Sango's lecture. It in effect means he didn't see any value in the lecture. It was utter nonsense.
Question 2.
I'd like you to listen to each of the sentences I am going to say. They all contain the word some. I would like you to comment on each of them. A. Some administration.
It can mean an administration which is unusual for its bad performance. It can also mean an administration notable for its efficiency.
B. They have been married for some 30 years now.
The use of some here means approximately. They have been married for roughly 30 years.
C. She was given a degree by some university.
The sentence means she was given a degree by a suspicious university.
D. Some administrators work closely with the most junior on the scale.
Some here refers to a part of a group of people or things. Some, but not all, administrators work closely with the most junior on the scale.
Question 3.
Listen to these sentences. Say whether they are wrong or correct. A. Let's have some freedom.
Correct.
B. Would you like some tea?
Correct.
C. He has introduced some new mathematics course.
Wrong. The correct substitute is, he has introduced a new mathematics course.
Thank you. Now, listeners, we thank you for your attention. We hope you'll be able to join us again next week. Enjoy yourselves and have a good weekend. Till next week, it's goodbye from us.